Okay. I didn't really know how to start this episode, so I just pushed record and I hoped that something would come to me. I'm pretty distraught right now. Basically, I had a dandelion and I loved it. It was the single best part of my life. But then it died and the wind took it away. But then, you know, a bunch more dandelions grew out of its seeds, but then they became overwhelming and we had to fight them off in a bloody war. But hey, you didn't come here to hear me drone on about this. Welcome to Songdoers.
Songdoers.
Episode 10, Michael Leadstoop. Michael Leadstoop was easygoing. He was romantic. He played guitar. So, yeah, he was a catch. And with a seemingly endless array of earnest folk hits, he stood in the limelight for 3 decades. But he also faced a very public battle with fading away. Michael started fading away, that is, beginning to become transparent, in 1971 when he was just 16 years old. His high school numbers teacher noticed that she could see directly through Michael, and she sent him to see the school nurse. The nurse was concerned, as she too could see directly through Michael, but she couldn't put her hand through him, which she figured was a good sign. Rumors circulated the school about the strange boy who was fading away, but by the end of the school day, Michael had returned to his opaque form. Still, he was unsettled, and so was his family. So they took him to a doctor who lived at the edge of town, and right at the edge of a swamp. They would have taken him to a more reputable doctor, but Swampy Outskirts MD was all they could afford. Thankfully, the doctor had experience with fading away syndrome, and prescribed Michael a flamboyant pink sparkly hat. Hat on head, Michael was anything but transparent, and he didn't face any more fading away episodes until he was in his late 20s. But he couldn't understand it. He was wearing his flamboyant hat. But his girlfriend at the time made an interesting observation.
"Everyone's wearing that hat, Mikey," she said to Michael,
whom she called, get this, Mikey. And she was right. It was the 1980s, and people wore flamboyant clothing all the time, even to funerals or adoption proceedings, or if you were in the mob or driving a plane. If you wore a regular gray suit in the 1980s, ordinary citizens would, without fail, pummel you to death with cassette tapes. So Michael went back to the doctor at the swamp. Luckily, the swamp doc knew just what to do. He gave Michael a pair of jeans that were way too big for him. They were baggy, and he looked unusual, to say the least. But his opacity issues were abated. Well, abated until the mid-1990s, at which point they intensified. Baggy jeans were now all the rage, and there was a denim shortage, and some people in the denim industry got fired. Michael revisited the swamp again, but the doctor was gone. Now Michael was in a huge pickle. He was practically invisible, but he didn't know the next clothing trend. He searched in the swamp for the doctor, but all he got was mucky. He sat down on a log and cried. He was tired of fighting the fade. He was ready to fade away entirely and become invisible. Sitting on the log for hours, he felt himself becoming totally transparent. By the time the sun went down and the moon came up, he could no longer see his hands, legs, or his belly button, which was an outie and usually easy to see. Then he heard some rustling. 2 lonesome travelers who just hopped off a freight train came upon the swamp, and they sat right next to Michael, not noticing him at all because of the transparent thing I keep talking about.
"Can anyone hear us?" asked one traveler to another.
"No,"
the other responded.
"Good,"
said the first traveler.
"Then let me tell you a tale so sweet and so sad of an aging sailor and his cursed ship."
And tell that tale he did, and Michael heard every word of it and turned it into a song that became a hit in every state in the United States. After that, Michael embraced his invisibleness and would wander roadside cafes or under bridges to mine stories from travelers down on their luck. Michael became a megastar that no one could see. We only know all about how he did it through his diary, which was discovered after he died. How did he die, you cry out? He drowned in a vat of paint, so it was easy to find his body to bury. His gravesite where we buried him always has fresh flowers, so he's like the real deal. And that is the story of Michael Leadstoop, written as a perfect palindrome. Enjoy one of his folksy country tunes, Chasing a Rambler.
I'm chasing a rambler across many a terrain. Sometimes under ocean moon, sometimes on a train. She continues moving, and I pursue on foot, or in an antique car that shoots out little puffs of soot. I eventually meet her inside a clothing store. She says that she doesn't want to see me anymore. She says, what the hell do you think that I was running for? The ground opens up below and I fall halfway through the floor. And that's where I'll stay for a while. And that's where I'll stay for a while. And that's where I'll stay for a while. Doors closing, the turning off the lights. Night. It's dark and it's lonely, and I need electrolytes. Moving all the time or never, moving's not for me. And so I must become slightly ambulatory. I try on a shirt. Try on a skirt. I am not inert. I'm moving at my own slow pace.
All right, that's the end of the episode. Now you got to do something different. I guess you could listen to another podcast. I recommend anything by Dracula. He's good. Or you could do some tidying, maybe cook a meal, I don't know. Frankly, it's not really my job to plan your whole life. So good luck, and always remember to be kind to people in elevators. I'm sure most of you are, but if you're not, take this as a sign that it's time to change your ways. And I guess I'll take also an order of onion rings.
Please drive to the next window.